We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Miss Pat, joining us this morning.
That's right.
And we're talking about raising the kids. All right. Now, this comes from Tyler Perry. Now,
I'm like, listen, what are you doing? We don't behave this way. You don't do this. This is unacceptable. You're not going to disrespect her. You're not going to disrespect your mom. You're going to do what they say to do. And do you understand? He's just crying. He goes, yes, Papa. Yes, Papa. But as he's crying and I'm down on his level, I'm trying to hold my tears. Mm-hmm. So I get up and I leave out of the room. Galita says, you okay? Because nobody talked to me as a five-year-old like that. Nobody had a conversation with me. Nobody talked to me like a person. Mm-hmm. So here I am having an opportunity to heal my little boy self by talking to my son like a person. Beautiful moment.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. We're talking about raising your kids. How do you raise your kids? We start with you, Miss Pat. Miss Pat, do you pop your kids? Did you?
I raise my kids according to how their daddy pay child support.
What that mean?
He don't pay, you get up a cup. I don't whoop them anymore. My husband do a lot of talking because, you know, we out of that area, era of beating our kids because they come from our ancestors and stuff. So I do a lot of talking. I do a lot of cussing them out.
Right.
And then every now and then, them wrong words slip out my mouth and my daughter upstairs who never come out of our room come out and say, no, you can't say that.
I think in my family, I think we do good cop, bad cop. Like, I'm usually the bad cop. I'm like you. I'm a cuss you out. I'm a yell at you. And then my wife is the one that talks to them. And then we all come in the room and then daddy usually apologize for cursing.
Now I don't apologize for cursing.
You got to apologize to your kids when you do something wrong. When you're wrong.
I be apologizing when I say the B word by mistake. You know, I get a little
bitch.
Shit. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Bitch.
Yeah, I ain't never cursing my kids. I say goddamn. I say
that's cursing. Well, that's cursing my family.
Goddamn is not cursing.
There's certain words we don't use in the house. Like, we don't use fat in our house. We don't use goddamn.
goddamn in our house.
You know you fat.
No.
Because ain't nobody fat, Miss Pat.
No, not that, fat. But we just don't use Christmas the word fat. Pictures. It's a mean word. We just don't use the word
fat
in our house.
Fat is not a mean word. Don't you want a fat steak? Don't you want your wife to have a fat ass? How is fat a mean word? I'm sat here. You going to tell me I'm mean envy?
It depends how it's said. Like you say, man, shut your fat ass up.
Well, that's sweet.
Y'all don't use fat in your house either.
It depends what we talking about. Just depends.
When did fat become a mean word?
Because you don't want to be like that fat ass kid or fat kid or fat.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Yeah,
when I was, me and my husband almost got a divorce one time. I said, look, you can go ahead and leave. You're going to take your fat ass kid with you because I don't get enough food stamp for him. So I already got my own kids and they thinner. So you take your...
The most offensive thing about that is that you saying that they his kids like they not yours too. That's more offensive.
Not doing a divorce. They his kid. I had them for him. I had already had two by a dude that wasn't hitting on nothing.
But I do feel Tyler Perry, though, man, because I always feel bad after I yell at my kids. Like, I literally went to bed last night and woke up this morning feeling like a bad parent because I feel like I can be short-tempered with a couple of my kids.
I am, too. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
how many you got?
Four. I got a 14-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And the 4-year-old and 1-year-old, fine. It's that the 14 is a teenager, so that's going to be difficult. And then the 7-year-old, she one of them just independent 7-year-olds. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So raising kids is difficult, especially when they're not listening. And they talk to me in ways I would never think to talk to my parents or my grandparents, the aunts, and nobody. And I threatened my 7-year-old with that. I said, boy, you wouldn't have made it in the 90s. You wouldn't have made it in the 90s.
What did she say back?
She don't know about no damn 90s. You know what I mean?
I have a 10-year-old like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, she be talking mad crap, and I be like, she's like, you guys are my parents. You know, cause my niece ran off and left and she smoked crack. And I be want to show her birth certificate so bad when she acting up.
And when the kid's smart, it's different. Like, I told my 7-year-old, like, all right, you ain't going next door to the neighbor house because they the same age, they in the same grade, and they friend, right? I'm like, that's cut out. You're not going there next week. I don't care. I'm going to see her in class anyway.
God damn it.
And I ain't got no rebuttal for what you say. You ain't going to school. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm going to put your eyes out so you can't see it.
But I feel them, though. And, you know, and that's why I do like having conversations with my children for the exact same reason Tyler Perry said, because, you know, when they get grown, they're going to remember that. Because we all remember being young and getting yelled at and getting told different things by our parents. I'm sure there's stuff I'm unpacking in therapy now that my daddy said to me when I was young.
My mom used to call me ugly all the time.
Damn it, man.
My mom used to say, get your ugly ass over there and sit down. And my sister was a lot cuter.
Yeah.
And now that I look at us now, I was like, yeah, your cute daughter smoked crack, but the little ugly one done succeeded
on
you. And you did.
See, my daddy told me one time, let's just kill him and get the insurance money. He told my mom, let's just kill him and get the insurance money.
Damn.
He ain't doing that with his life anyway.
You were that bad?
Yeah, I was bad.
Well, you know.
Damn it, man. Hey, y'all need therapy. My parents weren't that bad. My parents, the Huxtables, would have been messing with y'all.
Cause you white.
Killing me, get the good.
He's not white, light skinned.
Thank you.
No, he white, Mr.
I'm light skinned. I'm black. What am I saying? I'm black. Hello?
Have you ever had a hickey on your neck? That probably would kill you.
Hello, good morning. Yo, what's up? What's your name, bro?
It's Chuck from Connecticut.
What's Chuck? Up, Chuck from Connecticut?
We're talking about raising our kids, man. How you raise your kids, bro?
I'm a big yeller. I stay in the house. It's just me, my wife, my two daughters, and I yell. I mean, like Charlamagne says, sometimes I feel bad, but they probably do something right after that that make me yell again.
I know, man. It's so hard, man. Especially when you got girls or boys.
I got girls.
See?
I want somebody, not with.
That's what make you feel even worse. When you got girls and you got to yell at them, oh, Lord.
See, but it's the two youngest ones, right? They play together all day long and then they fight like a married couple. And that's what I be screaming at them and they be mad at each other. And then at night, they got to sleep in the same bed. They got to sleep in the same room. So it be pissing me off. I'm like, y'all going to be friends later on anyway, so stop it. But they just don't. Shout out to Jackson in Brooklyn. I'm sure they're in the car listening. Hello, who's this?
This is Bree.
Hey, Bree. We're talking about disciplining and raising children. What's your approach? How you handle it?
So, first of all, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, I was not disciplined as a child. My mother never spanked me. She never beat me or anything. But I do notice that with my child, he's a little bit more hard-headed than I was. So, I do have to discipline a little bit more with him than my mom did with me. But what I've noticed is when I have conversations with people who were spanked as a child or heavily disciplined, they're very disciplined as adults. And I notice I do lack a little bit of discipline. And I feel like it's because I wasn't heavily disciplined when I grew up.
Mm. Interesting. That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
What do you mean when you say you lack discipline?
So aside from my ADHD, it's just kind of like, if I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it. And when it comes to schoolwork, I have to like really force myself to do the things I'm supposed to do. When it comes to work, I really have to force myself to do the things that I'm supposed to do. And I just feel like in a social setting as well, it's just kind of like, I do what I want to do.
See, that's the scariest thing though, because a lot of things you probably got disciplined for. Well, you didn't get disciplined when you was young, but if you did, it would probably have to do with the fact you had ADHD, and that's what I worry about. You don't know what type of issues your child might be dealing with that haven't showcased theyself yet. You know what I mean? That you might be punishing them for.
You know, I just... I just found out my dog got ADHD, and he won't go sleep at night.
Your dog?
Your dog?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mama. How you know your dog got ADHD?
He be up all night.
We can put him to sleep?
Don't say that.
No, I didn't mean like that.
What are y'all talking about?
You want people to come get you, Charlamagne? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
800-585-105. We're talking about how you discipline your kids. Oh, my goodness. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Howdy, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about disciplining our kids. This came from Tyler Perry, and this is what he said about his son.
He was really rude to the nanny and was in the room with in bathroom arguing, and Galila calls me, and I go in, and I get down to his level, and I'm talking to him eye to eye. I'm like, listen, what are you doing? We don't behave this way. You don't do this. This is unacceptable. You're not going to disrespect her. You're not going to disrespect your mom. You're going to do what they say to do. And do you understand? And he's just crying. He goes, yes, Papa, yes, Papa. Mm-hmm. But as he's crying and I'm down on his level, I'm trying to hold my tears. Mm-hmm. So I get up and I leave out of the room. Galita says, you okay? Because nobody talked to me as a 5-year-old like that. Nobody had a conversation with me. Nobody talked to me like a person. Mm-hmm. So here I am having an opportunity to heal my little boy self.
Yeah.
By talking to my son like a person. Beautiful moment.
I feel him, man.
But you know another thing? I was scared of my dad, though. My dad is 6'3", 6'4", a retired police officer, ex-military. I was always scared of him. So I never wanted to do nothing because I never wanted to have a problem with him.
Ain't none of my daughters scared of me, and I don't want them to be scared of me because I don't want to raise out of fear.
Well, nobody's scared
of me. You know
what
I mean? I
want
to raise out of love. That's something you learn in therapy, too, though. You learn that, you know, a lot of times our parents raised us out of fear, and their fear was, especially with my dad, he didn't want me to turn out the way... He didn't want me to make the same mistakes that he did. You know, even though I still made them anyway, except for, like, you know, using hard drugs. But he didn't want me to make the same mistakes that he made.
And mine was the same. My dad was a cop in New York City at the time, and he worked in the Bronx and on the train. So he's seen things from a different place that I've seen him from. And it was the crack era. So he wanted me to stay away from that. So he was going to do whatever it take to make sure I wasn't going to go down that lane.
He parented out of fear.
Yeah, well, I did too, especially because I had my first child at 14, and I think I parented out of fear with my daughter. I was like, don't you ever touch no boy. Don't you ever talk to no boy. They horrible. Then she ended up being gay. And then sometimes I'd be like, did I preach my daughter into being gay?
Oh, that's why you said that.
I scared the ding-a-ling out of her.
You scared the love for D out of her? No, that makes sense.
I did, because it was all about, because I was in such a bad relationship with her daddy, and she saw her daddy beat me, and I'm not saying that, you know, that's why, but I think that has a lot to do with it.
You probably did. No, you
beatings, and she saw her daddy shoot me, and she's like, nah, I'm going on here with the girls. We just scratch each other.
Even though I do think that, you know, you are born, you know,
my daughter was born gay with a gay hat on and a jumpsuit. She had on one of them little overall suits.
Yeah.
She came out the womb with it on with a painter's brush.
Damn.
She was, what's that little painter name? Napoleon? What's the little painter?
Which one? Picasso? It's a
Picasso.
Bunch of them.
Oh. She's Picasso gay.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
So I can't be honest with my name because of this topic. Y'all not calling CPS on me.
Yeah, and we know your real name. We got call ID, but we ain't going to say it, so don't worry. Unless you do something wild.
All right, so boom. We're going to say my name is Charmaine Taisha Brown.
All right, we're going to use Tamisha Brown.
All right, so to be totally honest, my mother is a single mother with four kids, and she beats the bricks off of us. I have a son right now, and I'm not going to sit up here and say I beat him OD. I don't. But am I going to light his little leg up? Yes. Am I going to light the top of that foot up? Yes, I am, because you're not going to disrespect me today. So essentially, I don't feel like disciplining your kids is a bad thing. I was raised off of discipline. I can say that I'm a good person. I have a lot going on for myself, but I believe in discipline popping. I do believe in that.
What's your weapon of choice when you discipline?
Right now, my hands. I have these spider web hands, and it's going to hurt you.
Oh yeah, mama backhands used to be no joke.
Jesus. She sound like a fly squatter mama.
Like,
the fly squad.
Yeah, with the fly squad, with the fly stuck only. Oh.
Now we have Christina on the line. Christina, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Now you're a school counselor, correct?
Yes.
Now talk to us about traumatizing these kids out here.
So earlier I heard in the conversation you guys say, oh, how traumatizing can yelling be? It can be very traumatizing. That can stay with a child for their whole life. And I also heard, I think it was Charlamagne say, there's no guide in raising these kids. Charlamagne, there are literally hundreds of thousands of books out there, raising kids, parenting guides. There's a great series called How to Talk to Your Kids So That They Will Listen and They Will Talk. And they have it for little kids, elementary school age, and high school age. And they have it on Audible, and it's translated in various languages. And it talks about how to discipline your kids in non-corporal ways.
I agree with you. I know that there's a lot of material out there about it, but it don't matter when you're in the midst of it. Like, everybody got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yeah.
That's true. And you have your own path to contend with and your own methods of raising your children. But when you do have some calm time and downtime, it wouldn't hurt to Google some new methods for next time to keep things de-escalated.
Oh, I agree with you.
And teach your children how to talk to others in the world.
I'm going to get that book and give it to my kids. I don't want to read them. I'm like, this is right here. Well, I'm going to need y'all to read what I want to do with you.
Now, you know what? It's funny that you said that. Me and my wife are writing a book on raising our kids. We have six kids. We have a 21-year-old, a 19, a 9, an 8, a 6, and a 1-year-old. And we talk about everything that we go through, everything from my daughter getting her first period to us talking about sex to popping our kids at times to having conversations to, you know, I came from a household of, because I said so. That was my dad. Because I said so.
And that is a terrible way of parenting.
But we don't do it like that. We explain to the kids why. Like, if they want to go out and there's a reason why, no, we explain to them why. So we talk about all that. And
that's what Tyler Perry is saying. Like, sit down and have a conversation with your kids. That's what I tend to do. You know what I mean? And yes, when I do have a short temper and I do yell, I always feel bad about it afterwards. And then I sit down and I always apologize too. I always apologize for yelling. That's another thing our parents never did for us when we was young. They never apologized to us.
They didn't know how.
But I break that down too. When me and my kids, if I do something wrong, like yell or scream or whatever it may be, we pull them in the room and we talk to them why. You know, why I did this, why I don't want, why I scream, why I raise my voice, why I don't want them to do this. And it works pretty good in my household.
And they so quick to go to the school and tell everything. So, like, I had an incident less than 6 months ago where the teacher called me and I said, well, I'm going to hit her upside the head. And so next thing I know, defects at my door. I said, ma'am, these ain't my kids. I said, I'm black. That's how I talk. So the teacher was like, well, don't hit upside the head. Hit her on the behind. I said, lady, I'm going to do what I do and you do what you do. Because my niece up there lying. I didn't think she going to send defects to my house. They tried to put me in a counseling program. I said, ma'am, I was talking junk.
I'm going to be honest with you, Miss Pat. I think that program would have did you some good. I think I kind of agree with you.
Go to hell, Charlamagne.
Call us if you need us to bail you out. You know, we got you. You know, just in case.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'm glad to know I got rich friends who will come to get me out of jail.
I just want a parent out of love and not fear.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Hug them every now and then.
Oh, no, I do that all the time.
I'm going to tell my kids this. I love you, Ashley, Nakia, Junebug, and then them other four at the house.
And I'm my oldest.
I ain't gonna hug you, but
my oldest
I love
goes
you.
To therapy. You know what I'm saying?
Why everybody going to therapy these
why
days?
Why not? You know what I mean? Those are resources that we didn't have when we was younger. Why not?
Yes, you did. Your mama was always on the phone telling her friend your business.
That's like saying why people going to the gym all the time, Miss Pat.
One more fat joke.
Why you throw about that? Why you throw that out there? You didn't have to throw that one out there. You didn't have to throw that out.
I'm
you can't wear anywhere
but
that one.
No,
what are
you talking about?
That's not.
No.
No, I'm protesting. That's not what you're trying to say.
I'm about to put my mask on and turn into wrestler number two. Y'all remember wrestler number two?
No.
You don't remember wrestler number one and two?
I just figured they was just big wrestlers.
No.
Whoa.
The white men with the mask on.
I don't remember.
You don't remember, right?
The Mexican wrestlers, right?
They had names. I remember Andre the Giant.
No, wrestler number and one Rakishi. And two. They had on a mask.
Google
them. Two white men.
I will.
All right.
Yeah, they were good for the thick and folk.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do to you.
When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk about Puff. He's trying to buy maybe BET. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
Work for Puff.
it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Rumor has it, rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On the Breakfast Club.
All right, first let me say sock passe to my brother Wyclef. Now, Wyclef checked himself into a hospital yesterday. He says he'll be back soon, so I'm hoping everything is okay. We don't know the reason why, but he did say this.
Lord, taking me to the room now. Overnight, I've never stayed in the hospital overnight. It should be fine, though.
He said he never stays in the hospital overnight, and he posted this on Instagram. He just said, sometimes we forget that our body is our temple. Be back soon.
He lying. He been in the hospital overnight. He was born in the hospital. He had to be there for at least 2 days.
Man, is an adult life.
I'm just trying to correct the, you know, Wyclef. You been in the hospital before. Your mama just didn't have you on the corner, baby.
It's adult life, so hopefully okay. Everything is good with Wyclef. Also, Diddy might be your boss soon.
Who boss?
Your boss.
I heard.
Rumors are Diddy is exploring opportunity to purchase a majority stake in BET.
You think Diddy going to outbid Tyler Perry?
Come on, Tyler. I
don't
need
think
you.
Diddy going to outbid Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry already owned 25% of BET Plus.
Well, you know, what you calling is in it too? What's his name?
Byron Allen.
Byron Allen. Who the richest?
Out of Tyler. Out of all three of them, Tyler.
Come on, Mr. Perry. I'm ready.
But why wouldn't they do it where they could possibly all own a percentage because they all bring so much to the table? Right? Tyler brings a lot to the table with this stuff, and so does Diddy, and so does Byron, right?
It's just all about
what Diddy bring? Music?
I mean, the reality is, what does that mean for Revolt? Would Diddy own both? Because in my mind, if you got money to buy BET, how about put that money into Revolt, put those resources into Revolt, and keep building Revolt up? That would make more sense, right?
But what was the main problem with Revolt? That it just wasn't in enough households, right?
I mean, Revolt is still around.
Like, right. But it's not in enough households.
And Tyler Perry got BT's 500 acres over there. Why he gonna share all that land? He don't need no help. Tyler don't need no help.
Tyler don't need no help.
Tyler just need me. Tyler, call me.
Well, Diddy said
I'm not. You better not say I'm no Madea. If you do, I come over there and jump in that queen chair. You said
I don't
said
think Madea got nothing on you, Miss Pat.
Okay.
Now I wouldn't mind seeing that. Now that's a battle.
What?
You and Madea fighting?
I whoop Tyler Perry down.
That's a good matchup right there. I'd love to see Madea and Miss Pat go at it.
Well, Diddy said he wants to turn BET back into a black-owned brand. He believes it's better for business, for the culture, and for building wealth in the black community.
But what does that mean for Revolt? You sold us on this Revolt thing, Diddy. Like, you know, Revolt has I think Revolt has built a lot of cultural cachet.
Yes.
You know what I mean? People know the brand Revolt, but the thing that people always say about Revolt ain't got no money. So if you got money to buy That's BET, true. How come you just don't put that money into Revolt? I just want to know.
He That's bought all. Revolt and fell asleep. He gave it to Young Miami.
You think so? Yeah.
Somebody got it. If ain't nothing going on now.
Yeah. I just would like to hear. I'd like to hear more about the business. That's what I would like to hear more from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm praying Tyler get it. Go on, get it, Mr. Perry. I'm over here waiting on you.
I think Tyler gonna get it.
Yeah, I think so.
Waiting on you like a black child waiting on his daddy on his.
Shut up.
You having flashbacks.
Jesus
I think
Christ.
Tyler gonna get it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. All right. Mm-hmm. Now keep it locked. We got the People's Choice mix up next, and we got more with Miss Pat. She's our guest host today, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Did you know one word can change everything? Zach Levi returns as Shazam in the new movie Shazam! Fury of the Gods. This film is a must-see event with epic action and a whole lot of fun. March 17th, see Shazam! Fury of the Gods only in theaters.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.